This podcast is not suitable for children or those who are easily disturbed. Spoiler warning for whatever is in the title of this episode.
And now for the obligatory socials. Please like, share and subscribe. You can find the podcast on Twitter at HorrorPod69. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Slasher and Goodreads. Become part of the Disturbed community by asking for the Facebook group and Discord links. Send dick pics to thehorrorofbabylonpodcast@gmail.com. Support the show at patreon.com/thehorrorofbabylon. In closing, you can let your friends know that The Horror of Babylon is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible and all other major podcast apps.
Welcome to a very something bonus episode. Yeah, of the bonus episode of The Horror of Babylon, where we are reviewing Fly by Yoko Ono and John Lennon. I am Ryan, and with me as always is Daniel. Say hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
You don't sound happy to be here.
I'm afraid.
You should be. Thank you to our patrons, Abigail the First, Breaker of Change, Mother of Dragons, and
Logan,
the
Full Metal Fly.
Full Metal patron. And thank you to Four Horsemen Comics and Gaming, which you can visit in Morgantown, West Virginia, or the Mall at Robinson in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and say hello to the biggest piece of shit to ever walk this planet, Ronald the Third Grampus of Christmas, who is making us watch this terrible, terrible film. I struggle to even call it film.
I will find out, I guess.
So we're doing something a little differently. Normally, we watch the film and then review it in the episode. However, this time, we're going to give a little bit of background so you know what this is that we're talking about. And then we're going to watch it and record ourselves and do a live commentary of it because it's about 20 minutes long. And then we'll wrap up with Kings and Coots rankings and a little bit of homework and we'll be out of here.
Yay.
The vampires are pure myth, superstition. I may be able to bring you proof that the superstition of yesterday can become the scientific reality of today.
What is Fly? Fly is a 1970 short film. It's described as an avant-garde short film, directed by John Lennon, one of my all-time favorite people, and Yoko Ono, one of my all-time least favorite people. It's a short film that depicts a house fly crawling around the body of a nude woman. Someone who is credited... Someone who's credited with the name Virginia Lust, and I looked her up on IMDb. This is her only credit, so I think it's safe to assume that Virginia Lust is a fake name. What I'm curious about is this person someone that still works in the film industry and just, you know, doesn't go by that name?
I think they just found a body.
We'll see. I don't know if you see her face in it at all. Have you ever heard of this before, Ron said?
When he brought up us watching Fly, I thought he meant one of the good Fly movies.
He meant The Fly?
Yeah.
No.
I was like, oh, okay, I'll watch that. I'll watch some Cronenberg shit.
Okay, for those of you playing along at home, if you're watching this live with us, one, like, why? Two, get ready. Start the film now. Okay, so we've got
grainy film
with, you hear a woman saying like, ooh ha, ooh ha. Nothing's happening. Still not.
Oh, there's the fly.
There's the fly. What the fuck is that?
Is that the noise that flies make?
No, that is not the noise that flies make.
Is that the noise that Yoko Ono makes? Is that what...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Yoko Ono. Like, I haven't listened to a lot of her music, but she does do, like, chanting, like, ah! Like, yeah.
I don't think anyone's listened to a lot of her music other than Yoko Ono.
Yeah. Oh my god! Okay, there's a fly, and I think it's next to...
A thigh?
A thigh or something.
Leg?
Yeah. Obviously the fly is not hearing this music because it would have flown away.
I feel like this would be something to do a good fan dub for.
Yeah. Okay,
oh,
that's
a toes.
Yeah, it's a foot. It's a foot. It's crawling. Could you just lie there for 20 some minutes while a fly crawled all across you?
I'm telling you, I think they just found a body.
She's dead. She's so dead. Ooh, that's an interesting choice for toenail paint.
How do you rank these toes? Where do these toes rank for you? You're Quentin Tarantino. Do you cast these feet?
Better than Peggy Hill, but worse than everyone else.
That's such a wide range.
I can't handle this noise. This is terrible.
I think art was a mistake. I think we need to go back to just working in factories.
So, I think the stated purpose was the appreciation of the female body.
I can appreciate the female body without a fly and this noise.
Yeah, I mean, I think millions or billions of people all over the world appreciate the female body well enough without whatever the hell noise. Is she having a seizure?
I think she's trying to mimic the buzzing sound of a fly.
I think that's pubic hair. Yeah.
Full bush.
That's pubic hair. Oh, it's... No! No! Oh, gross! That's disgusting! That's the grossest thing I've ever seen! Get that fly out of her... Oh, it left. It left the vagina. Oh.
How did it get the fly to go there?
I don't know. That is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Did they, like, leave a honey trail?
I don't know. Make it stop. Ron, you are awful.
Mount Bush. You see, we should have gotten Bush Light to drink.
Yeah, I actually thought about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to call this fly Lemmy Winks.
Lemmy Winks.
It's just the Lemmy Winks adventure outside. No! It's going back! Oh my god, it's crawling up the pubic mound.
I think it's trying to get in there, dude.
Yeah, it's literally like on the slit. Ron.
This noise. The next time I have sex, I'm making this noise the whole time.
Oh my god, move on from the vagina. Thank god it's on a boob. It's on her nipple.
I'm still curious how they got the fly to go everywhere. I mean, it's like hitting all the spots.
Maybe they sprinkled like sugar all over her body or something. I can't handle this noise. This noise is the worst part.
I really don't think this woman's alive.
This is the worst piece of music that John Lennon has ever written. Ever.
I don't know enough of his songs to make a joke here.
Yeah, I was trying, but I like all of them. I was gonna say, but I've listened to most of his solo work. Wow.
I mean, the fly, it is appreciating everything, I guess.
Is that the noise a goat makes when it has an orgasm?
No.
Have you heard a goat in person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah.
Sort of similar to that.
Yoko Ono is just having a seizure in the background.
She must be. You can interpret it, like, this fly has been on this woman's nipple for, like, 2 full minutes now.
It's played with the nipples more than it did the vagina, just like every other man.
Yeah.
How are we going to make a thumbnail for this?
I already did.
Oh, okay.
I'll show you after.
Yeah.
It's nothing special.
Okay. How am I going to make a meme for this?
I don't think you do. I think you just post the link and say, hey, we did this. Probably this is a good one to skip.
I did do that for Lolita.
Yeah.
I was just like, hey, here's the episode.
We got 4 new subscribers on YouTube the day we posted Lolita.
Woo! They're like, finally, someone talking about things for us.
Gross. Gross.
Maybe they're just really big to catch a Predator fans.
Maybe.
Like, Chris Hansen's one of our new subscribers.
Maybe. I could only see two of their accounts.
He's sitting there like,
Oh my god. Wow. Like,
okay.
Is that the... Oh, that's an armpit?
Yeah.
That's an armpit, okay.
Yeah. All natural, okay.
A hairy armpit does not offend me.
Me either, so...
Yeah, I'm hairy armpits, hairy legs, whatever. Like, I'm not...
I've dated too many hippies.
Yeah. However, this noise that is going on here offends me heavily.
He's down there, he's gonna comb it.
So, I can kind of understand the thought process of a film that's just panning over the body of a naked woman.
Yeah, me too, I can understand it.
And then, watching a fly crawl across the body of a naked woman...
Is that the inside of the vagina?
I don't know. I don't want to know. That confuses me. But the most confusing part is putting this sound. I'm not going to call it music.
It's not. It's just... It's noise.
Yeah. Like, that's... Like, the... Like, what... How does that help show the beautifulness of a woman's body?
Are we back on the toes?
I don't know what that is. It's too dark. And I don't... Like I said, I don't want to know. For all I know, it's crawling across her ovaries.
I'm kind of hungry.
We can get food.
I even ate before I came over here. I don't know why this is, of all things, is making me hungry.
Oh yeah, we can get food, no problem.
I had stuffed peppers.
Stuffed peppers sound good.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to eat.
Okay, is that like actual head hair?
Yeah.
I think? Yeah, okay. Thank God. Let's see this woman's face.
They're gonna pan over and it's just gonna be like a skull. She's dead.
She has only skin from the neck down.
Yeah. Yoko Ono ate the rest.
She is a demon.
I must absorb her beauty so Lynn loves me.
She's an anti-music demon. Wow.
I think it got lost in the hair.
Yeah, it's gone. But the noise stops.
Oh, there it is.
Wow. I don't think you can do... Oh, it's in her ear. That's gross.
I would kill myself.
Oh, I could not lie there with a fly crawling around inside my ear.
I've had a bug fly in my ear like once or twice, and it's the worst thing.
Yeah.
You freak out, man. Like, things aren't supposed to be in there.
Yeah, I think this is the sound I made when a fly flew in my ear once. I'm not... Is that...
Navel?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could have used a better camera. Actually, I'm really glad they didn't use a better camera. Never mind.
If they would have used a better camera, it would be all avant-garde.
How did they even release this? Like, did they, like, show it to their friends?
Oh, if it goes in the nose, dude.
Oh, please don't go in the nose. Please don't go in the nose. At least she has her mouth closed. It's... It's crawling across her lips.
It crawled across her lips earlier, too.
Oh! That's terrible.
Yeah, that was bad. It's gonna go in the nose. I know it is.
Please, God, don't. If it goes in the nose, that's my coots.
Not the thing fucking literally fucking her.
Oh!
I'm pretty sure the noise is my coots.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I could have watched this without the noise, and we would have had, like, 90% less commentary.
Yeah, I mean, because it just is what it is. There's not a lot to say about it, but the noise is just so distracting and
How
obnoxious.
Is this our first watch-along?
I don't know.
We need to do more reaction videos to animal attacks.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Ugh. It wanted a little half and half, but it's a fly, so it had to crawl all the way up there.
Oh my god, I could not lie there and just let a fly crawl across my lips like that. Maybe you're right. Maybe she is dead. Now it's bathing itself. God, those things fly on shit.
I can't tell if this woman's lips are twitching or if it's like the film grain doing this.
It could be. I mean, my lips would be twitching like crazy, trying not to open. Oh! And it just like backed up into the crevice between her lips.
It's trying to get in there, I'm telling you.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, see? Yeah, you totally just saw her mouth move. This is literally the worst thing I've ever seen.
No gods or kings, only fly.
Now, I used to believe in God, and then I saw Yoko Ono's fly, and now I no longer believe in God.
Fair.
What?
It's literally what? Eyeing that nostril. It's like, oh.
Oh my god, how much is left of this? We're not even halfway through. Make it stop. Mommy, please make it stop.
I want to kill myself.
Don't.
Is there anyone alive from their, like, estate for us to send her reaction to?
Yeah, John has two. So I'm sure he has many more than two sons, but he has two named and accepted sons. Like, not bastards. It's on her eyelid.
Ouch. The flash is now not the worst thing I've seen this year.
Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey is now not the worst thing I've seen this year.
I forgot that was this year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Flash.
Oh, so it was better than Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah,
I guess.
I think there's things that people could find to enjoy in it.
Obviously there is.
But I was left mostly confused and baffled by everything I was watching. The Steelbook art that they have already started advertising looks sweet, though. Back to the nipple.
It didn't go in her nose, so that's something.
Yet.
Is that the king? Your king so far did not go in her nose? Is that a second fly?
Oh my god, it's fly versus fly.
Well, the other one isn't white, so it can't be fly versus fly.
It took me entirely too long to get that reference.
What? You don't, like, get spy versus spy jokes, like, right off the bat?
Mm-mm. I thought you were making, like, a race war joke.
No, just spy versus spy.
Okay.
Okay.
Because, I mean, this movie's making me miss Charlie Manson.
surprise.
Ultra.
Surprise top five. Your top five favorite movies where flight is a major theme.
Where flight is a major theme?
Yes.
Superman the movie.
Okay. I'm going to say, we'll go back and forth. Porco Rosso.
God, I'm trying to remember that it's really fucking stupid, but I watched it so much as a kid. Some girl flies south with a bunch of geese.
Fly Away Home.
Fly Away Home.
With Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
Fly Away Home.
That's a good one. I'm trying just not to name five Ghibli movies.
Yeah.
But I'm going to name it at least one more. Castle in the Sky. And then I won't name any more. No more Ghibli movies.
Where flight is a major theme.
Yeah, or like a big set piece. Or we're back on the pubic mound. God, please talk about something else.
I'm trying to think of flight movies.
God, it's like a little, it's a little black creature crawling through a forest. Ugh.
Appreciate the female form, Ryan.
I mean, I'm totally fine with pubic hair. It's just the fly that's killing, the fly and the noise that's killing it for me. I have no issue with pubic hair.
For me, it's like a combination of the. I don't have a problem with it either. But like when it's a fly's in there,
mm-hmm.
like the idea of something getting caught in there.
Yeah,
that something other than my teeth.
Oh.
Do
you floss after you go down on someone?
Not if they're shaved. movies about flight.
please.
God. Star Wars.
Okay. Fine. I was Star Wars.
Yeah, because you know he's in the X-wing and there's the Millennium Falcon and.
Are you technically flying in space?
I think it's close enough.
They call it flying.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. No, I'm also saying Star. I was not going to say it because I thought you would argue with me, but I'll also
no,
say Star Wars.
Yeah, no, Star Wars.
Okay.
I mean, there's a reason I really kind of wanted that X-Wing movie.
That's not completely off the table yet. I would not bet money on it.
They just lost their director.
Patty?
Yeah.
I listened to an update about it literally yesterday.
Oh, okay, because the last update I heard was that she left due to creative differences.
No, because Kathleen Kennedy just did a... an interview with Empire Magazine for their big Ahsoka article.
Uh-huh.
And she talked about Patty Jenkins in the X-Wing movie. And that was like last week.
I would still change the director.
Yeah.
That's based off of Wonder Woman 1984, though, so that might not.
Yeah, but I mean, I love Wonder Woman.
Yeah. I also love her other movie, Monster.
I haven't seen it.
It's about a female serial killer.
Actually, I think I saw part of it.
Yeah.
Is Halle Berry it? No. But it has like a... Never mind. I can't edit this, so never mind.
I know what you're trying to say, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I saw part of that.
we're back to the fly trying to get in there. I think it's trying to go for the butt now.
I mean, it's gone everywhere else. You might as well go for the butt.
Okay, movies about flight. Oh, Air Force One.
That's a good one.
Yeah. One of the few Tom Clancy movies I like.
What's another Tom Clancy movie?
That I like or that exists?
That exists.
Hunt for Red October.
Oh, I didn't know that was. Okay.
Yeah, it was his first book. Hmm. He just talks about a submarine, like the mechanical parts of it for like 120 pages and I couldn't get past it.
Gross.
He really fetishizes like the mechanics of things.
Yeah.
Which okay. is fine if you like that.
I don't. All right. So we will, if we're counting Star Wars, then I'm also going to count the Trek, and we're going to say Star Trek III: The Search for Spock, because that's the one where the OG Enterprise, they have to self-destruct her, and she has her last flight, and it's so sad. Oh, there's two flies!
There is two flies. They're getting ready to fight.
Oh, there's her eyes. Oh, there's her, like... Okay. Oh my god, there's like four flies on her.
Okay, so that's how they got the fly to go everywhere. We haven't been following a single... That's the twist.
Yeah, there's,
it hasn't
there's
been multiple
flies.
There's been multiple flies.
Flyception.
Final movie, Top Gun.
I've never seen Top Gun. Final movie, the better dogfight film. Independence Day.
Oh, Independence Day. That's a good one. That's a great one.
I've never seen Top Gun, so...
Independence Day is a great flight movie.
Yeah, it is. And, like, one of the, like, most disappointing sequels of all time.
Don't get me started. There's zero reason you shouldn't have been able to get Will Smith for this movie.
I mean, I guess he was busy. I don't know.
Well, was he busy slapping people?
Yeah.
Was he too busy with Suicide Squad?
I'm sure if they had the choice to have him in the movie, they would have.
Yeah. Okay, you're recasting Will Smith in the new DC movie universe. Who's he play?
And I assume he can't play the same.
He can't be Deadshot. He has to be a new character.
Who's the guy who's like Deadshot but not Deadshot?
Bloodsport?
Yeah. No, I'll think of something else.
I don't think they would do that because James Gunn directed that one, so you might actually keep Idris Elba.
Yeah. How about... All right, let's do a deceased movie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll have it... it'll take place in Gotham, but Batman dies in, like, the first 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then have him play Jim Gordon trying to keep the city from falling and having to work with the rest of the superheroes who haven't died.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and you can kill off like all the main superheroes like right at the beginning, and have him working with like the Teen Titans and like the B-listers.
Yeah. I like that. I think he'd actually be a pretty decent Jim Gordon.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm not convinced that they didn't just find a body.
Yeah, I mean, she's just... How could you just lie there and let all those flies crawl? And if it's a cadaver, then that explains how they got all the flies all over it. Because they're just naturally attracted to the dead.
And you also got, like, Jesus Christ. Because I'm sitting here thinking about this, because this is edited down to 25 minutes. How long did they record this? Like, how long would this person have to lay there with just flies?
I don't know.
At least an hour to get down to 25 minutes worth of usable footage, right?
Probably.
I mean, is any of this really
usable footage?
Yeah.
That's...
Because sometimes like, when the camera gets close, I assume the flies flew away and didn't, like...
Yeah. Her arm just, like, moved quite a bit. Is that the headboard of the bed, or...?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the headboard staring at us?
What is this? This is not a naked woman's body.
No, that's the nipple right there.
No, it's not. That's a cupola.
We're not talking about the Mario movie anymore.
Shut up. I want to talk about Mario.
I want Mario. What streaming service is that on? I want to watch it.
The special one.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll go watch
the one that you have access to.
I will go watch it there. That's just going to be my treat for the night. For dealing with this.
What is the fuck? Is this like the roof of the building?
Have you watched the trailer for the live-action One Piece yet?
No, and I'm probably not going to. I have no interest.
I was going to say that we should do that for a pre-show.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, I guess we could do that.
Because you're one... I watched it. I'm like, I have no context for this.
Oh, thank God. Is it over?
No, this is the beginning.
No, God, no! Please be over. I think it's over.
Oh, starring with a star.
Okay, here's the question. Do we have to sit through the credits?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There might be a teaser at the end for Fly 2.
No.
Or for Ant.
Oh, my God. Is Woody Allen's Ants a sequel to this?
Yes.
Yeah. Sound. Sound is a good word. For what we just saw. Recording in loft. Editors. They have 8 people editing this.
I told you. A lot of times they'd have, like, the flies would just fly away from the woman, so they'd have to sit there.
Why do they need 7 production assistants?
Because John is rich, and Yoko Ono likes his money.
Flies supplied by New York City.
No flies were harmed in the making of this video.
They didn't say that.
I mean, these...
Oh, that was awful.
They seem to be having a good time.
That was...
Ryan, what's your new bottom one, and why is it the fly?
It is fly. It is absolutely fly.
Oh my God, are you Stephen King?
No, I'm Dean Koontz.
Oh.
That was a thing. Daniel, what is your king for Yoko Ono's fly?
The nipples. They were perky.
I can't decide if my king is that it didn't go in the nose or the the part in the credits where it said flies supplied by New York City.
That's pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say that it didn't go in the nose. That's a pretty good one.
Mine is that it's over.
I'm keeping that in. And my Koontz is the quote-unquote music.
Yeah. No, that noise the whole time. I feel like it would have been like... It wouldn't have been good, but I feel like we could have like sat and actually watched it.
I can see the reasoning behind the film of just appreciating a woman's body if it wouldn't have been for that sound over top of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I may have left out the fly and just panned over a naked woman's body.
Yeah.
But I guess the fly gives you like a point of focus. As gross as that sounds.
I mean, it literally looked like that fly was trying to fuck her.
It went, like, it was crawling around in the dark side of the moon. Like,
yeah.
It crawled across the pubic mound, down into the crevice, and you literally couldn't see where it went.
Yeah.
That's gotta tickle. Like, I don't have a vagina, but that's gotta tickle.
If a fly was on my balls, I think I'd laugh.
Yeah. Oh. All right, ranking, it's dead last.
It's last for me, too.
It's absolutely dead last.
It's my new last one.
I now have two movies underneath of Roar, and you now have one movie underneath of Roar.
Yeah.
Wow. Good job, Ron. You suck.
You found something worse than Roar.
All right, moving to homework. Describe your own nude film directed by a former Beatle.
What's that one Beatle that everyone makes fun of?
Ringo.
Ringo. Yeah, he directs you sitting naked on a toilet for 2 hours.
A man's dream.
Yeah.
A man's dream.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that's the title. A man's dream.
Mine is directed by George Harrison.
Okay.
Who has me sprawled out naked on the beach. Right before sunset.
We both had you naked.
Yeah, no, I'm sprawled out naked on the beach just before sunset, and he is singing probably his most iconic Beatles song that he wrote and performed, Here Comes the Sun. And he sings Here Comes the Sun as the sun comes up, and it just films me for a couple hours as the sun just burns me and just gives me like these horrible third degree sunburns that eventually gives me melanoma and dies.
Because you're Irish.
Yeah, and he the entire time he's singing, Here comes the sun, doo doo doo. Here comes the sun, and Ryan's dead. It's all right.
That still sounds better.
Yeah, it's better than Fly. Even me dying of skin cancer is better than Fly. All right, question for the listeners. Have you heard of, let alone watched, this piece of tripe? Have you ever heard of this? Reach out to us on our socials. Let us know if you've heard of Fly by Yoko Ono and John Lennon. For further reading, nothing. Like...
Watch The Fly.
Yeah, watch The Fly.
If you watch this, then watch The Fly and pretend it's a sequel.
Do you prefer the Jeff Goldblum or the other one?
Probably the Jeff Goldblum one, because I like the effects.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other one actually makes an attempt to be suspenseful instead of just gross.
Yeah.
But, and that's also the first one I saw, though, so...
All right, so upcoming on the Horror of Babylon, our next two Thursday episodes are going to be Treehouse of Horror, Dial Z for Zombies, which is their zombie mashup episode with elements from a bunch of different zombie stories, including Pet Sematary. And then the next Thursday, we will be reviewing Leon the Professional, which I have been recommending to Daniel for literally like 10 years.
Yeah. No, how old is it, your daughter now?
Emma is 13.
So about 13 years.
Yeah, about 13 years.
Yeah.
And then our next three regular Sunday episodes, starting on this coming Sunday, the 9th, July 9th, we will finally be reviewing Salem's Lot by Stephen King. The next Sunday, the 16th, we will be reviewing the two associated short stories, Jerusalem's Lot and One More for the Road. And then the next Sunday, July 23rd, we will be reviewing the first film adaptation, which is actually a two-part TV miniseries, Salem's Lot by Toby Hooper from 1979. I feel like Casey Kasem from 1979. And we want to say thank you to our patrons, Abigail the First Breaker of Chains, Mother of Dragons, and...
Logan.
The Full Metal Patron. And, you know what? No, not thank you. Fuck Four Horsemen Comics and Gaming. But this is a Four Horsemen Comics sponsored episode, but screw them and the four horses they rode in on.
Yeah.
Ron, you suck.
Next, he's going to upgrade his patron to make you read a really shitty book.
No, God, please don't. I don't want the money. Please. Please. Okay. We have more recording to do, and I think we need a short break before we record another thing. So, thank you for watching Fly and recording with me tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Stay tuned for our socials and stay scary.
Stay scary, everyone.
And now for the obligatory socials. Please like, share, and subscribe. You can find the podcast on Twitter at HorrorPod69. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Slasher, and Goodreads. Become part of the Disturbed community by asking for the Facebook group and Discord links. Send dick pics to the horrorofbabylonpodcast@gmail.com. Support the show at patreon.com/thehorrorofbabylon. In closing, you can let your friends know that The Horror of Babylon is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, and all other major podcast apps. Stay scary.